talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of PLB Talk Radio. The name of today's show is When the 25th Amendment Comes Knocking. And for all of you who don't know what the 25th Amendment is, we will be getting into that rather deeply today. I'd like to mention something about the song. I've already been asked twice, why do you let that song play all the way through? There are a lot of radio announcers, there are a lot of radio reporters, whether you're talking about mainstream media or you're talking about alternative media. There are a lot of us out there. There are. And when we decide to do a show, we pretty much, unless we're working for a mainstream media company, pretty much get to pick our own theme song. And a lot of people pick things because they like them. They pick things because they make them feel good. They pick things because they're loud and they draw attention. But very seldom, although it does happen, I'm not saying nobody does it, people pick something because it means something to what you are presenting. What I present to you every single week and I think you could probably all agree with this pretty quickly, it's different levels of tyranny being committed against we the people. It's not a joke. This is what I talk about every single week. What I talk about is the things we aren't seeing. What I talk about is the things we've gone along with. What I'm talk about is the changes in society, the changes in our laws, the changes in how our children are taught. All of these things are morphing. Simon and Garfunkel saw this in the early 60s and all the way through the early 70s. They saw this and they wrote about it, and I swear to God, if you listen to the words to that song, it wasn't picked because I like it. I don't particularly care for that type of music. I'm 69 years old. Why do I put so much emphasis and so much, I don't know, value on that song? The next time my show starts, or you can go to the archives, or you can go to the Liberty Beacon and look at the show and the article presented each week. Listen to the words to that song. Listen to them. Really stop and listen to them. And you will understand why I let it play the entire song every time this show opens, hoping that more of you will do exactly that. Listen to the words. Roger didn't pick this song because he likes it. Roger picked this as his theme song because it makes sense. And it was written 65 years ago almost, at least 60 years ago. Give me a break and give these guys the credit they deserve. They saw things happening in the 1960s that haven't hit fruition until today. Okay, now, that was a bit of a sidetrack, but I needed people to understand why do I let that song play every week. Please listen to the words, okay? All right, welcome to episode number 74 of PLB Talk Radio, and every week provided to you via the generosity and the outstanding platform of Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Roger Landry, TLB. And let's wind our way through the opening routine that I present to you each week so that we can get into the subject matter. And yeah, I tickled you with the title, but you're going to have to wait a minute or two. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, a social media site called TLBTalk.com. Come and join us and say what needs to be said. We've also got a brand new chat in there, which is absolutely phenomenal. And guess what the name of our chat is? Let's Talk. Yeah, not kidding. And is it worthwhile? Yes, it is. As usual, before we get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN, the platform. I would like to thank Sam, the producer. I would also like to thank Annie at Shake and Wake, who replays this show every Thursday on her network and is a huge fan of, yep, that's right, RBN. But I do another show on her network called Eagle's Eye Report, and that's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. And it is phenomenal platforms like RBN and Shake and Wake that allow the Liberty Beacon Project to get its word out as far as possible. Today, more than ever, that's critical. Because all of the stuff we've been talking about, especially on the Liberty Beacon for the last 15 years, the stuff that was coming, it's here. Did you hear me? All of the stuff we are saying, you may wake up tomorrow and find this on your front doorstep. It's not on your front doorstep. It's sitting on your couch. It's laying in your bed. It's taking a shower in your bathroom. It's here, people. It's here. I will always state that the message I bring to you is not entertainment, and if it is, I'm screwing up. nor is it baseless guesses. I don't tell you things that I can't back up, and if I can't, I'm going to tell you that. I don't know if this is the truth, but I would tend to believe it because I will qualify that. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability. Here it comes. He's going to say it again. Depending on our course of action. I've also been asked by several people, why do you say depending on our course of action? It depends on what they do. No, people. Stop and think for a second. We know what they're doing. Is there anybody here that realizes them is doing something and doesn't realize what them is doing? No. We see it. We feel it. We're living it. America is unraveling right before your eyes. So it's not their course of action we need to be aware of. It's what the hell we're going to do. Because if we just shut up and be good little doobies and stand aside and watch, every freedom you value is gone. All of your children's freedoms, they'll never grow up knowing what they were. We are sitting in a situation right now where crises are being manufactured, yes, choreographed, yes, all across the planet at this point to do two things. One, hide the fact that a lot of people are dying off from a vaccine that was never needed. And two, we are seeing political upheaval across the planet like we have never seen in modern times. And it's not going to get better. It is going to get worse. And it will get worse in the immediate future. Not 2 years from now. Not 5 years from now. Not 10 years from now. We are already deep inside a scenario laid down by the world. Oh, yeah. WEF. Klaus Schwab's boys. Yep. The guy running Canada. Yep. The guy running France. Yep. The guy running England. Yep. Well, should I say the guy running America? What we are looking at today is the loss or the decreasing value of sovereignty globally. And an ever-increasing amount of people that seem to be dying from no cause, but that no cause always seems to lead back to a vaccine. Did Roger really say that? Yes, he did. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, Roger. No, I'm not. I'm somebody who can actually step back and look. Today, there are so many people out there at a disadvantage because they have lost the ability to step back and look. Which is definitely needed when you have so many choreographed or so many manufactured disasters going on around you to keep your attention away from two things. Collapsing global sovereignty and a dying off population due to, I don't know, a life-saving vaccine. I had to say that with a chuckle because there's no way I could say it with a straight face. But we're going to jump in to the topic, because the topic today is, it's a mechanism to relieve some of the issues that we face, but what is the result of it? So let's dive into that. The title of today's show again is, When the 25th Amendment Comes Knocking. What's the 25th Amendment? That's where you can relieve a president of his duties because he is incapable of performing them. Yeah. Okay. So, the title again, When the 25th Amendment Comes Knocking. Well, let's go through a couple of quick talking points before we get into an article I pulled in specifically for this show. And the title of that article is, What Happens If the 25th Amendment Is Invoked on Dementia-Ridden Biden? So, yes, we're going to find out after the break, second half of the show, exactly what the 25th Amendment is, exactly what it does and what it can't do, and where that may leave us. But let's get to the point where that even becomes a, why do we need the 25th Amendment? Let's talk about what led up to that. Let's go through some talking points. Why did Joe Bob run for president? Why did Basement Joe run for president? Deep State needed a solid puppet. I have told you guys over and over again that if all had gone right, Hillary would have been the president. She would still be the president. This would be her second term. Yeah. Nobody in the Democratic hierarchy felt that Trump had a chance to win, either by the propaganda they had put out or by the voting manipulation they had done. Yeah, I said that so it almost didn't sound illegal, huh? The voting abuses that they had wreaked all across the country. So, what are we looking at when we say, why did Joe run for president? Well, how many times have we said he's compromised? How many times have I told you and other people told you he is compromised in China? There is rumor of images of his son, okay, with underage prostitutes doing drugs in China. Listen to me, people. Did you hear what I just said? The president's son is rumored to have been photographed, and it's not hard to hide a camera in just about any room over in China, with underage prostitutes doing drugs. Okay. How many of you would consider that it goes a lot deeper than that and that China may not be the only place that this has happened? How about Ukraine? How about Russia? Yes, definitely China. We are looking at a situation today where we have a president that is so compromised. Yes, he even threatened the hierarchy and the oligarchs in Ukraine, if you remember. Okay, and made a deal with the wife of the ex-mayor of Moscow, from which they made a lot of money. But, yeah, why did Joe Bob run for president? Joe Bob ran for president because he was asked to run for president. Why was he asked to run for president? Because he was the most controllable contestant they could find. Controllable as in what? Well, you know we know what you did over in Ukraine, Joe, so you're going to do this. We know what you did over in Russia, Joe, so you're going to do this. We know what you and your son did over in China, Joe, so you're going to do this. If you think for one second that other people know about these things, but our intel services, as incompetent as you may want to believe they are, they aren't. How much of this do you think they don't know about? And if they know about what compromising Joe Bob in Russia, in China, in the Ukraine, and in other places, then what makes you think that our own intel services aren't part of the sway on Joe Bob? What makes you think the pressure they're applying to him doesn't go something like this? You're either going to do this, Joe. We're going to tell everybody what you did with so-and-so in China, and we're going to show pictures or videos of your kid doing illegal things in China. Look, Joe, you're hung. You have to do what we say, or you're going down hard. Anybody who doesn't believe this is true, what fairy tale do you live in? When you have somebody in what is supposed to be the most powerful position on the planet who is compromised by our, closest thing to an enemy we possibly have, like China and Russia. But yeah, what's the first thing Joe Bob did when he got into office? He backed off on all of the things Trump had made law, executive orders to protect American businesses from Chinese stealing or thieving or to helping to destroy American businesses. He made them go away. That's the first thing Joe Bob. Wasn't that a clue to anybody? Wasn't that a clue to anybody? The problem is, it wasn't. And I'm not going to beat all of this up because I've got a few more points before we actually get into what is the 25th Amendment. Okay, let me go to my next point. Why is Biden being so protected by the deep state? Because his job isn't done yet. And they cannot afford to put someone in there who may talk back, who may stand up to them, who may not do exactly what they're told to do, because they're not bought and paid for anywhere near as well as Joe Bob is. So he hasn't been forced out of the White House. The 25th Amendment hasn't been brought up to this point because his job isn't done yet. What's the next point? Why is anyone surprised that cocaine was found in the White House? I'm not even going to beat up that talking point. Just let me say it again. Why is anyone surprised that cocaine was found in the White House? Are you kidding me? How about the next point? Proof grows daily on the issue that Biden is compromised. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that treason? And I've already done a show on that, and I plan on doing at least one more show on that, and that is breaking down. And remember, Roger worked 30 years within the military system, whether it was working for the military-industrial complex, Raytheon, whether it was being in the service, nuclear submarine fleet, 30 years. I see this. I know this. I know what the hell's going on. And what I'm looking at is just absolutely flooring. I never thought this country could be this screwed up by design. Anybody who thinks what's going on around you today is a big oops, you're a big oops. Everything that is collapsing around us is intention. By intention. It's not a joke. It isn't. Proof grows daily that Biden is compromised. Whether it's information, again, coming in from Russia, coming in from Ukraine, coming in from China, it doesn't matter. How can Joe and family get away with what so many other Americans can't? How can they get away with taking money which has no trace back? How can they get away with not paying taxes on money when you or I would go to jail? How could they get away? And I could give you a list long enough to last until the halfway break on this show. How come they can and we can't? And Americans are getting very tired of it. As a matter of fact, the next point is a two-tier justice system is now fully visible to a growing number of who? Us! We the people! We are seeing that if you are a Trump follower or a conservative, you will end up in jail much quicker than somebody who, I don't know, identifies as a Democrat or as a liberal or as a progressive. That is never, ever supposed to happen in America. And today, that is America. I dare anybody to tell me I got that wrong. I dare you to. Next point. How can proven bribes from possible U.S. enemies be ignored? I don't see anybody digging into all of the money that has come into the Biden family from the Chinese, the Russians, and the Ukrainians and others. I don't see it being put under a microscope. But I bet you with dimes to donuts that if Trump's son had done the same things, that would be under a microscope so deep you would know every letter and every word on every document. Two-tiered system, people? Can you see it? They're telling us it doesn't exist. Again, it's you and I that are the idiots. How about the next point? How can proven bribes from possible U.S. enemies be ignored? Why? What other president sitting in the White House? I don't know. From say, let's consider Trump, okay? Let's consider Ronald Reagan. Let's consider if you're looking at this, okay, and you're looking at a spy balloon going all the way across America, but yet was in at least a half a dozen places where it could have been knocked out of the sky without any repercussions to anybody on the ground. We know for a fact that it passed over several highly sensitive military installations, and all the time was transferring information and transmitting information back to China. But yet Joe Bob let that thing go across the entire country and didn't knock it down until it was well over the Atlantic Ocean, and nothing it was taking pictures of anymore was of value. Now it gets knocked out of the sky. How many of you actually took and brought it down to that level of thinking? How many? But not many of you spent 30 years in or associated with the military such as I did. And what I'm looking at from that scenario is I saw treason again. And that's not a joke. Influence peddling for the big guy, my next point, sure turns out to be lucrative. Because if it wasn't lucrative, why would a huge chunk of the Biden family, we're talking about cousins, we're talking about nephews, we're talking about nieces, we're talking about, why would they be involved in the Biden business? Why would money be going to them and through them to other people? But again, nobody's, there's nothing wrong with this. There's no problem with this. But if you or I did it, it'd be a major problem, wouldn't there? How about recently caught sniffing and chomping on a young girl's back while the entire world watched? This is Joe Bob. Sniffing, munching, and licking the back of a young girl's dress. Yeah. A tiny young girl, and she was freaking out. And the whole world sees this. The whole world sees this, people! What do you think that does for the credibility of America when our president is out amongst the newsworthy, buried amongst leaders from all across Europe, and he pulls that? Oh, he didn't know, did he? He didn't know. How about failing miserably to string even a half a dozen sentences together? How about he's not even allowed to do live interviews anymore because they don't trust him? How about he's not allowed to, really do interviews in America anymore, live interviews? They don't want him to do it. They're afraid of that. But yet they let him prance all around Europe, making America look stupid. Which is preferable? Next point. Impeachment or the 25th Amendment? Because they're both available, and impeachment is actually easier. And for my last talking point before the break, what happens if the 25th Amendment is invoked on dementia-ridden Joe? And when we get back, we're going to start to figure that out. Because most of you don't know in totality what the 25th Amendment is or what it can do or what the result of it can be. And if I and others are saying it is time for Joe Bob to be brought into play with the 25th Amendment, then I would say it's incumbent on us to make sure enough of you understand it. Because this is something that has never happened in America before. And we're closer than we've ever been. Not a joke. Look around you, people. America is falling to her knees, and the leadership we have in Washington right now is the cause, not the help, the cause. How much longer do you want that to go on? How much? Right now, what's the future look like for your children? What's the economy in America going to look like in 1 year? You may be totally amazed. What are your health care benefits going to look like in a year? America sits on a cusp. We sit on a precipice right now. And it's how much we're aware going forward that's going to decide just how well we come out the other side. Okay. Well, I guess it's break time. Are you there, Sam? Hello? All right. Hold on 1 second, people, because I cannot. Okay. There it is.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People talking with
people talking without listening. Okay, anyway, what I want to do is I want to go into an explanation or some sort of information flow across to you so that you kind of have a basic understanding on what the 25th Amendment is and how it's supposed to be used. Being as it's never been used in the United States in our history, then we're in relatively new territory and uncharted territory when we talk about the ramifications of taking someone like the president down. Okay, and I don't mean killing him, I mean basically taking him out of the office of president or taking his authorities away from him. So I'm going to go through an article that was written by Thomas Lifeson. Okay, and he's someone else that I read his articles quite often. I enjoy them. I learn from them. And to me, this is what makes someone a valuable source. All right. And again, the title of his article, What Happens If the 25th Amendment Is Invoked on Dementia-Ridden Biden? Okay. There is need to start pressuring Biden's cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment. But what happens next? Because the 25th Amendment has never been invoked. There is some confusion about whether or not a new vice president would need to be appointed. As commenter Patricia Kuntz pointed out, under the terms of the amendment's Section 3, no official vacancy is created in the office of the vice president. Whenever the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, and until he transmits to them a written declaration to the contrary, such powers and duties shall be discharged by the vice president as acting president. Okay. Remember the words, acting president. This means that the vice president remains in office as vice president and only becomes acting president, not the president. While all the duties and powers, Section 4, of the presidency devolve upon the acting president, there is no vacancy in the office of vice president. So there is no need or ability to appoint a new vice president if the 25th Amendment is used to pull the president from his position. There is no need to appoint a new vice president. Under current circumstances, that means that if Kamala Harris were to die in office, there would be a vacancy in the vice presidency and no one able to nominate a replacement VP or vice president as Section 2 of the 25th Amendment specifies. Whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the vice president, the president shall nominate a vice president who shall take office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both houses of Congress. Okay. So, but if the president is being pulled via the 25th Amendment, then he really can't be part of that scenario, can he? Article 2, Section 1, Clause 6 of the Constitution specifies, in case of the removal of the president from office or of his death, resignation, or inability to discharge the powers and duties of the said office, the same shall devolve on the vice president, and the Congress may by law provide for the case of removal, death, resignation, or inability both of the president and the vice president, declaring what officer shall then act as president, and such officer shall act accordingly until the disability be removed or a president shall be elected. In other words, if someone is removed, a president, because they cannot perform their duties, but about a month later, they have come out of this, then they can, okay, declare that the president is again fit and put this back in front of Congress, which, again, it would have to be voted on. All right? So, officers shall act accordingly until the disability be removed or another president shall be elected. Okay. The Presidential Succession Act of 1947 put the Speaker of the House and President pro tempore of the Senate in line for succeeding the president if no vice president is in office. After them, cabinet officers in order of the age of their departments are in line. But it does not speak to the office of acting president, as later created by the 25th Amendment. And here's why the 25th Amendment needs to be explained. Okay? But it would provide ammunition. We're saying, yeah, they should be talking to the Speaker of the House first. It would provide ammunition for the GOP-led House to argue that Kevin McCarthy ought to assume the powers and duties of acting president. However, there is no constitutional or statutory authority, okay, for such a move. None that I am aware of. All right? And none that the author of this article is aware of. So could the argument be made? Yes. Could it be made accurately? Yes. Is there proof within the Constitution to nail it down? No. The House could also impeach the president, which I've already brought up. Okay? Now, the incapacitated Joe Biden with only a majority vote. This is all it would take to impeach Joe Biden, is a majority vote, not a two-thirds vote, as we were talking about with the 25th, okay? Especially if the president goes away, gets better, decides to come back, that requires a two-thirds vote to overcome him being pulled from office by the 25th Amendment. It requires a two-thirds vote, okay? Again, if we wanted to impeach this guy, and we were conservatives, all it would take is a majority. Okay? Again, incapacitated Joe would only need a majority vote against him to be impeached. But then, of course, it has to go to both houses. It would then be up to the Senate to either convict or acquit him, which would require a two-thirds vote for a guilty verdict. With a leadership crisis at top, and an obviously incapacitated Biden, how many senators would cast their ballots to keep a nobody in charge of the executive branch by acquitting and impeaching Biden? How many senators, how many congressmen not voting for an impeachment or anything along this line, how many of them would live to regret that? Especially as we are watching him making a fool out of America on the world stage, when he can't even say five or six sentences together without it sounding like he's gargling on marbles halfway through. Okay. It would, now, if incapacitated Biden were brought down, and I would think that a lot of these senators and a lot of these congressmen would have to think, how is this going to stick to me going forward if I do vote to acquit this guy, if I don't vote to impeach him, if I don't vote for the 25th Amendment? Okay, what is going to happen? I'm going to tell you something right now. If the 25th Amendment is brought up, if impeachment is brought up, it will cause a constitutional crisis like no other in history. I have a feeling we would see infighting on the Hill far beyond what we've ever seen. But the big deal here is that most of you would believe that this is actual infighting between the left and the right, when I would tend to bet just about any amount of money that that will also be choreographed, and that will be a show for we, the people. Okay. It would cause a constitutional crisis like no other in history. It's never been done before. The first time it's done, it's going to cause massive ripples. With the office of vice president vacant by death, remember we started this whole scenario with Kamala having died in office, and Biden impeached and removed from office, McCarthy would be next in line for the presidency. But as long as you've got Kamala there, who do we end up with? Yeah. Isn't that fun, people? But assuming Vice President Harris does not tragically die, how long does an acting president, which she would be, remain in office as a kind of super veep with all the powers and duties of the president without actually being sworn in as president? The answer is found in Section 4. When the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that, no inability exists, he shall resume the powers and duties of his offices unless the vice president and the majority of either the principal officers of the executive department or such other body as Congress may by law provide. Transmit within 4 days to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives the written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Thereupon, Congress shall decide the issue, assembling within 48 hours for that purpose, if not in session. If the Congress, within 21 days after receipt of the latter written declaration, or if Congress is not in session within 21 days after Congress is required to assemble, determines by two-thirds vote of both houses the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall continue to discharge the same as acting president. Otherwise, the president shall resume his powers and duties of office. Well, that's a pretty well broken down scenario there. It is. So it tells us the president can come back after, okay, a 25th Amendment removal. If Congress, both houses of Congress, believe that he has, transited back to the point where he's an effective president again. If not, this is the procedure by which they say, nay, nay, ye of moose breath, and they make him go away. And again, this all falls back on who is the acting president. Should Biden or Dr. Jill Biden or the puppet masters submit a written declaration that for the first time in history, dementia has been reversed? I'm gonna read that again. Should Biden or Dr. Jill or the puppet masters submit a written declaration that for the first time in history, dementia has been reversed, then Kamala reverts to the powers and duties of the vice president, unless, that is, a majority of the cabinet and two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress disagree with Dr. Jill and Joe Bob. In that case, the vice president remains acting president and no vacancy exists in the office of vice president. So at that point in time, what we have is a vice president acting as president, but is still, in fact, the vice president. So we have no vacancy in the vice presidency, but we have a vice president who is, in fact, filling the shoes of a president. Yeah. This is why I wanted to go over this, because when you ask most people, the 25th Amendment, what does it do? They go, huh? What you're going to find out is that tomorrow this will be in an article that I will write, and this show will be embedded in it, and this entire article will be in there as well. And again, remember the author's name. It is Thomas Lifson, Lifson. Okay? Read the entire thing. We are looking at scenarios here that this country has never seen. We've never been in this situation before, okay? Note that it is actually easier to impeach a president than it is to restore him or her to power after the 25th Amendment is invoked. A simple House majority suffices to impeach, while two-thirds are needed to restore a president sidelined by the 25th Amendment to power. So, again, the situation here says it is easier to impeach a president than it is to bring the 25th Amendment against him. The problem with that is you will have castes. And what do I mean? You will have the conservative caste, you will have the liberal caste. And they will not want to be seen as, or I would say a bunch of them would not want to be seen as stabbing their candidate in the back. Okay? That's impeachment. So I don't think it's ever going to fly. But the 25th Amendment isn't saying the president is doing a bad job. It's saying he is physically or mentally incapable of continuing. It doesn't say that he shouldn't have been elected. It doesn't say he didn't do anything effective while he was president. It doesn't say any of that. What it says is at this point in time, in order to, I don't know, protect these United States of America, this constitutional republic, for his health and the good of this country, we must remove the president from his duties. That's what the 25th Amendment is. And it's a whole lot easier for a Democrat, okay, to pull the 25th Amendment on a Democrat than it is to a Democrat to impeach a Democrat. So whereas you and everybody else heard me right, it's easier, it is easier, okay, to impeach a president than it is to pull the 25th Amendment on them, and it is probably more doable. But at the same time, how many of them won't vote for it? There are a lot of Democrats out there that would like to see Joe Bob go. They would like to see him go because what he does reflects upon them. During election time, these people have to work a whole lot harder if the president, who is the head of their party, is a moron. Witness the country you live in. And what are we looking at? We are looking at Democrats wiping the sweat off their brow over and over again, going, did he really just do that? Did he really just say that? And he did. So you've got a situation. 25th Amendment or impeachment. And I would tell you that impeachment is easier. And I would tell you it will never happen. He won't get impeached. The Senate will never pass it. But at the same time, the 25th Amendment speaks to his abilities, speaks to helping this guy because he can no longer do his job. He needs to be put in a situation where he can be taken care of properly. And this is not it. It speaks to compassion, or at least they wish you to believe it does. It speaks to the individual and not so much his tasks. So the 25th Amendment is something you will find, if it does happen, you will find more Democrats going along with than any chance at impeachment. All right, we're looking at a country today where everything is upside down. We're looking at a country today where we don't trust our government. I'm telling you, 65 to 75% either don't trust the government at all or trust it somewhat. Less than 25% totally trust this government. That's historically insane. Okay? We don't trust our government. Our military is being destroyed intentionally, okay? Our system of transportation is being destroyed. Our economy is being destroyed. Our system of education is being destroyed. Our healthcare system is being destroyed. I want you to tell me which one I just said is being destroyed that isn't. Please, I beg you. I beg you to tell me our system of healthcare isn't being destroyed. I beg you to tell me that our kids who are being taught about transvestites in first and second grade in kindergarten, tell me it isn't being destroyed. And I could go on and on and on. It's time to change the power structure in America. It's time, and you do that from the top down. Okay? we had to talk today about the 25th Amendment. We had to talk about it because the only other option is impeachment, and it won't happen. Whereas the 25th Amendment, most of those Democrats out there who vote for the 25th Amendment can say, well, I like Joe and I want to see him rest peacefully for the rest of his life. Listen to me. I will not bet anybody, even a penny, that Joe Bob will finish out his full first term. Because I honestly believe if there is a way for the Democrats to get rid of him prior to the election, they will. At this point, he is the biggest drag on their chances of taking back the House, their chances of keeping a Democrat president, and their chances of maintaining a Democrat Senate. It's all going down the crapper every single day that Joe Bob stays in office. And the Democrats grumbling and complaining is no longer a whisper. It's now a dull roar. Give it a month or two, it'll be a scream. And I'm not joking. We are looking today at America in a situation I never thought in my 69 years I would ever see this country in. And the only thing that's going to save it, people, is people like you and me learning everything we can and doing everything we can to help others learn as well. You cannot fix something that's broken unless you know it's broken, why it's broken, and how it got broken. That's where the Liberty Beacon Project steps in. That's where RBN steps in. We're here to tell you the things you know so you can grow. Look around you, people. I'm 69 years old. I've seen America in bad states. I've never seen it this bad. I've never seen the world this bad. And if you think it's all over, it isn't. All right. Look, next week we are going to take the healthcare issue and we are going to literally pull that apart piece by piece. Because what is being called healthcare in America today is being called corporatism by those who own Big Pharma. And we will get into that a little bit deeper as well. Thank you for listening up, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.